last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Dear listeners, today we had yet again the opportunity to invite Dr. Karimi, who is a researcher on Islamic studies, who helps us to shed light on the narrations to understand better the concept of Mahdawiyyah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So Dr. Karimi, we have been analyzing the chain of narrations which say that after Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family, there will be 12 khalifs or 12 successors that will exist after Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family. Then who are these 12? This is the discussion. In Sunni books, we said that the number is definite, it is 12 in so many narrations. And then Prophet gives us so many hints. Even those hints are in the Sunni narrations. You discuss so many narrations from so many authentic books, which say that the number is 12, the lineage is from Quraysh, and then precised it more that the lineage is from Bani Hashim, and all will be divine, all will be respecting Islam. And then you discussed a verse which again says that Allah selects them and they will be all infallible. Now, what conclusion do we get from all these narrations?
Sure. As you rightly mentioned, we refer to the fact that, first of all, the narrations about 12 khalifa or 12 caliphs are mentioned in many Shia and Sunni sources. We said that the phrases are also different. We have 12 caliphs, we have 12 amirs, also 12 qayyim, 12 rajul, 12 guardians, 12 men, different phrases. But the point is that the number of 12 has been repeated in all these narrations. Now, who are these 12 people? We said that the Sunni scholars, they have tried a lot to figure out which people can be included, in this category of 12 people. But none of them has been able to do so, because if they're going to add the Umayyad caliphs, there are many more. If they want to add Abbasid caliph, the same problem occurs. If they want just to add the Abbasid and Umayyad caliphs, the number is less than 12. So they have not been able to give us any kind of true understanding of these narrations. For the Shia, the answer is very clear. These narrations are referring to the 12 Imams. Now, how this narration is related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and how does it prove the existence
exactly
of Imam Mahdi? Again, as you rightly mentioned, some of the Sunni scholars, they have included Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to be one of these 12 Imams. But to give a kind of argument, we said that this argument consists of the following premises. First, the number is only 12. Second, they are from Quraysh, and according to one version, they are from Banu Hashim. Third, the dignity and the greatness of Islam is dependent on them, which means that they might be very righteous, knowledgeable.
They cannot be oppressive.
Exactly. And the fourth is that they are likened to the leaders of Banu Israel. The point here is that the Nuqaba, the leaders of Banu Israel, were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not by the people. So these 12 khalifas should be also appointed by God and not by the people. And this is the viewpoint of Shia school of thought.
I can feel your eyes, like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old morning, close the bright morning.
The next point that I would like to mention in this program is that according to some of the versions of these narrations, these 12 Kalis should come one after the other. So we cannot mention that, for example, one of them is Imam Ali alayhi salam in the first century after Hijra. The other one is that Abbasid Caliph in the third century after Hijra. The other one is that Fatimi scholar. The other one, which the gap of like 1, 2, 3 centuries. No, this is not possible.
This is an answer to a very big question that may arise to people like, why do have we 12 imams from the same lineage?
Exactly.
Why don't we have imams from different, why is there no gap? So this is even answer to two questions. And one more thing, an important thing rather, that as Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family, rightly said that these 12 will be holding the flag of Islam. They'll be saving Islam until Qiyamah, until the Day of Judgment. So if there is a gap, there is some corruption.
Exactly.
The land will remain without any kind of Islamic government. They should be one after the other.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly, this point, I mean, it's true what you mentioned, that لا يزال الإسلام عزيزاً إلى 12 خليفة. Islam will continue to be dignified, honored, and firm through 12 caliphs, means that they will come one after the other. But there is an interesting narration in Kanz al-Ummal by the famous Sunni scholar, Muttaqi al-Hindi, page 12, page 17. He says that لَا يَزَالُ الدِّينَ قَائِمًا إِلَىٰ 12 مِنْ قُرَيْشِ. The deen, the religion of Islam, would be firm and honored through 12 people from Quraysh. فَإِذَا هَلَكُوا مَاجَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِأَهْلَهَا. As soon as these people, passed away, there is no member of these 12 people on the earth, the earth would swallow up its inhabitants. So this notion has been mentioned in many Shia sources too, the fact that for the earth, for the creatures, for the creation to continue its existence, in each time we need a living imam.
Imam.
So this is a firm Shia belief. But interestingly, this has been mentioned by this Sunni scholar as well. So this is referring to the fact that in each time we need a member of these 12 khalifas and caliphs living among the people. So we cannot say that, okay, these 12 people consist of 6 people in the first century, 3 people in another, and there is no living khalifa from them. No, for any explanation, you need to say that in this time, this is the person that the Holy Prophet was referring to. One century ago, this is the person that the Holy Prophet meant. For the Shia, the answer is clear. For all the, even days, even moments, for every moment, we have a living imam.
Right.
Before 260, the living imam was Imam Askari alayhi salam. From that time onwards, the living imam is Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance.
And this, again, clears one more question that we have, Sunni brothers have. They do. This is very interesting that they do consider Imam Mahdi to be among these caliphs, but at the same time, they do not believe that he is living.
Yeah, and that narration, which also is mentioned in both Shia and Sunni sources, that the one who passes away, وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ إِمَامَ زَمَانِهِ, and he or she doesn't know the imam of his or her time,
will die ignorant.
Yeah, it is as if they have died at the time of the ignorance. Now, for every date, for every period, the question is that who is your imam al-zaman, the imam of your time? Again, for the Shia, the answer is clear.
And there's also one more verse in Surah Isra, which says that on the Day of Judgment, each one of you will be recognized with the imam. Like, there will be groups like in this world, we are recognized by our name, by our date of birth, by our passports, by our identity cards. But on the Day of Judgment, we will be recognized by the imam that we have followed in this world. And that's really, really important. So that means we have to recognize imam. This is so interesting, like these verses and so many ahadith, like the rightly you mentioned, one of the famous narrations that says, if you do not recognize the imam of your time and you die ignorant.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way.
to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. O light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
There is another narration referring to the fact that these 12 caliphs come one after the other, which is a very important point to prove the Shia viewpoint. This is from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Has, who said that سَيَلِي أَمْرَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ خُلَفَاءِ يَتَوَالُونَ. The Muslim nation will be led by caliphs who will come one after the other. يَتَوَالُونَ. So this concept of coming one after the other has been mentioned by in this narration too, which is mentioned by Al-Marwazi in Kitab al-Fitan, Volume 1, page 117. The next point is that, as we mentioned, the great Sunni scholars, they have mentioned that the last of these 12 people is a person whose name is Mahdi, like, and one of his names is like the name of the Prophet. And let me just share another narration from Yanabi al-Mawadda. Jabir says that the Holy Prophet said, Ana Sayyidun Nabiyin, I am the master of the prophets. Wa Ali Sayyidul Wasiyin, Ali is the master of the vicegerents of the prophets. Wa inna awsiya'i ba'di 12. My vicegerents after me are 12. Awwaluhum Ali, the first of them is Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wa akhiruhum al-qa'im al-Mahdi, the last of them is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Rabi' al-Mawadda, volume 3, page 291, written by a famous Sunni scholar. And just one last narration in this regard. Ibn Abbas says that the Holy Prophet said, إن خلفائي وأوصيائي وحجج الله على الخلق بعدي الاثنى عشر. My successors, my vicegerents, and the divine proofs over the people after me, they are 12. The first of them is Ali, وآخرهم ولدي المهدي. The last of them is my son, Imam Mahdi عليه السلام. Then the Holy Prophet refers to some interesting points regarding the time that Imam Mahdi عليه السلام will come. Like, فَيَنْزِلُ رُوحُ اللَّهِ سَبْنُ مَرْيَمْ فَيُسَلِّي خَلْفَ الْمَهْدِي. The Jesus عليه السلام, son of Mary, Isa ibn Maryam, will come and he will say his prayer behind Imam Mahdi عليه السلام.
Wow,
we know that this is a very,
famous.
Yeah, famous concept mentioned in many narrations, both Shia and Sunni. We believe that Jesus was not crucified, he is alive. But after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he will join Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to help him. But who is the leader? Of course, the leader is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Narration that is mentioned both in Shia school of thought and Sunni school of thought, that Jesus has not died, he was taken to skies, his soul, he's alive, basically. And it's very interesting that our Sunni brothers do believe that Jesus could have that, long life, but Imam Mahdi cannot.
Mm-hmm. And it's not limited to him. You have the same about some other prophets as well, according to some narrations in both Sunni and Shia narrations. We have people like Idris as well, or Khiz, for example. According to some peoples and some narrations, they are also alive. So according to this narration, Jesus alayhi salam will come and say his prayer behind Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and then the Holy Prophet continues to talk about the time after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is mentioned in Yanabi al-Mawadda, volume 3, page 295. So the conclusion is that all these points that we mentioned, all these narrations referring to the number of 12, the fact that in each time we should have one member of them who is
living.
Who is living and who is, a very knowledgeable and righteous. We cannot refer to, ordinary people, because the religion should be dignified and honored through these people.
He is a flag bearer of Islam.
Exactly. And all these indications just are in line with the viewpoint of Shia school of thought, which believe in 12 imams and the living imam who is no one but Imam Mahdi May Allah hasten his reappearance.
Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us. Till then, this is Zainab with her whole team saying goodbye.